You're with SBS Radio. Tukaj smo pri Svetemu Rafaelu, smo praznovali srebrno mašo patra Darka in tukaj imamo tudi to priložnost, da se lahko tudi spomnimo patra Valerijana, ki bo prva obletnica v soboto 15. junija. In tukaj pred nami imamo vice-konzula Republike Slovenije v New South Walesu, Marka Stariha, ki nam lahko malo več pove, kako se bo to obeležilo, ker imamo tudi datum, zdaj kdaj bo to predstavljeno. Najprej seveda pa lepo zdrav na naši slovenski vdaji širom Avstralije.
Živijo, dobro dan. Jaz bom po angliško govoril, ker je lažje za mene.
We understand there's the actual date now for veiling of Pater Valerian's bust of the first anniversary will be obviously on the 15th of June, which is approaching very quickly. And now we know that there is an actual date for this event, which obviously we invite everybody to come along to, and you can tell us more about that.
Thank you, Tanya. Yes, it's been fantastic. We finally set a date. Father Darko and the pastoral committee selected a date. It was actually very difficult to get a date that fitted in around all the other church events and obligations that Father Darko has. The date's been selected is the 29th of September, which is the same day as the St. Raphael celebrations here at the Slovenian Mission here in Marylands. So on that day, as well as having the celebration of wedding anniversaries, which we typically have each year, will also be the bust unveiling and dedication for Father Valerian. Now, the design for the bust was completed and the bust has been manufactured, and Father Darko, who on a recent trip to Slovenia managed to bring an 11-kilo bust in his luggage back with him from Slovenia to Australia, and it's housed in his quarters upstairs, well protected and waiting to be installed in the lobby. Natalie Bertza, who is an architect, has kindly offered to do the design for a mounting method for the bust and also to do some cabinetry in the hall lobby, which will help beautify the hall and make it a more special place and fitting place for the bust of Father Valerian to sit in. So all of that is going very well and in progress. We expect that on the day of the unveiling and the dedication, as well as the wedding anniversaries, we will have a particular program in place, and then there will be lunch afterwards in the hall. And we would be inviting all Slovenians and all friends of Father Valerian, whether they are Slovenian or not Slovenian, to attend for this particular dedication and unveiling. Father Valerian meant a lot to us, and I know he would be very pleased if the community could again gather together for a special occasion and come not to celebrate his own life, but also celebrate being part of and a continuation of the Slovenian community.
And of course, given that we're just having the 25th anniversary of Pater Darko's priesthood today, and this year was also the 50th anniversary of St. Raphael's as well, so there's a lot to celebrate this year.
Yes, it's been a very busy year, and the event that we've had for Father Darko for his Silver Jubilee was a tremendous event and so well supported. The table is in the hall full of people, Martin Kondo on stage playing piano accordion and just giving us some ambience. A terrific celebration in the church prior. It just shows how a community continues to get together and support each other, support Father Darko during this time, and I'm hoping that we have an equally terrific celebration for Father Valerian again when we do the bust unveiling on the 29th of September. Now, there will be more details given as we get closer to time. We probably won't start the real planning for that until the end of July. And at that time, we'll be asking for people to RSVP their attendance so we can plan for lunch and for catering. And we'll give further details as well. As well as the committee of six who have been coordinating most of the Father Valerian items, that being Mr. Freddy Brezhnik, Pater Darko, Clara Bertza, Martin Konda, myself, and Miriam Stariha Balcha. We will be hoping to involve more of the community, similar to how we did when we had the lunch and wake for Father Valerian last year, and have more people involved in not only organising the event, but also in coordinating the day and the programming of the events. So really looking forward to it being a great day for our community, and hoping it's one of those other great events that help us bring us all together.
And post that, there'll also be another one at Rookwood.
Yes, so there were two parts to this Father Valerian memorial activities, right? One of them was to have a bust here in the hall. As you know, there will be a limited time of the Slovenian community, and at some stage the Slovenian community may no longer attend the church here. This is going a long way in the future, but Rookwood is a permanent memorial, and it's where a lot of Father Valerian's friends have already gone for their permanent resting place, and I know a lot of them who are still alive will end up being there. So the decision was made that at Rookwood we would have a dedicated memorial to Father Valerian, and at some stage later there will also be a memorial for the other priests and sisters who serviced the community here from Slovenia. But in particular for Father Valerian, Stana Coleman is working on a design which will go in the centre area of the Rookwood Memorial where the cross is, and I'm going there on a trip to Slovenia in a couple of weeks. And I intend to see Stana Coleman and progress the designs for that. So I expect that by the time we come back, we'll have some more concrete designs for that. And the expectation is that it still will be completed by and installed by the 1st of November and by All Saints Day. So we can have a celebration and an unveiling of that particular plaque at that time.
And can you believe, I guess, from that perspective, that it's been almost a year pretty much to the day?
No, it's incredible how quickly time passes. And for those of us who attend here at church, we have a photo of Father Valerian in the entrance to the hall, and it's a reminder to us of his great impact on our community. And I do hope that we can continue to remember him, not only now, after 1 year and through this year that's just gone, but also into the future. And that we also at the same time acknowledge not only Father Valerian, but all of those who continue to give service to our community. And you know, people like Father Cyril, who is soon to return to Slovenia, who has done such a great job here in Sydney and also in Melbourne. Father Darko, who continues to be a real bedrock for Slovenians here in Sydney. And Wollongong, Newcastle, Canberra, also Brisbane. And I hope this continues.
And what do you think Pater Valerian would say to all of this if he were here today?
It's an interesting question, because Father Valerian was very humble, and one of the things that we've tried not to do is to make things too much about glorifying Father Valerian. This is about remembering his role in our community. It's not about glorifying Father Valerian, and Father Valerian, I don't think, would have liked that. I think what he would like is that his presence and his passing has helped be something which has brought the community back together again and helps the community to stay together. So I hope he would be pleased. I hope he would find that the things that we've been planning and doing are valued. And I do hope that he sees, from where he is, he sees a continuation of this church for a long time into the future.
I think he's watching over us every day that we're here, obviously, and particularly on a day like today.
Thank you. I think that's true.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.